Hello and welcome to Twin Flames, the Great Spiritual Awakening podcast, where you can listen to real-life stories from those who answered the call of divine love. I'm your host, Dennis. I'm a certified ascension coach with Twin Flames Universe. I've been on my twin flame journey for several years now, and I'm living in union with my twin flame thanks to the teachings of union at twinflamesuniverse.com. For every episode of this podcast, I am joined by special guests who are on various stages of the twin flame journey. Some of them are newer, while others have already achieved a union or even harmonious twin flame union. So every week you get a close-up glance into their personal twin flame journey, and you get to really find out what happened on their journey. How did they overcome the biggest challenges, and what did they do to get to where they are today and have real and permanent success on the twin flame journey? Enjoy, and always remember, only love is real and love never fails. For today, I have here with me Jason, Chrissy. Hi, guys.
Hello. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
You.
With you guys, I know last time that I had you on this, which was, we just talked about that a couple of months back, we talked a lot about your life purpose, if I remember correctly. And for me, I've always seen you as this, you're such a power couple. When I look at you and the things you've achieved.
Thank you. We receive that humbly.
And, since we talked a lot about your life purpose, the last time we had you here, this time I actually want to dive with you a bit into your, love life, I guess, and really explore your twin flame, the twin flame part of the twin flame journey, so to say, of how you guys met, how you guys came together, you realizing that you're twin flames, coming into harmonious union and all of that. And I kind of want to walk with you a bit back on memory lane and go back to the very beginning of your twin flame journey. And I'm wondering, how did the twin flame journey begin for you two?
Good question.
I can go first.
Okay.
Okay, so I was, thank you so much for having us on today. We're really looking forward to this. When it started for me, I was in, I would say, Kansas. I was stationed at Fort Leavenworth in Kansas, going to school for the military for something. And I had a bit of a revelation. I had experienced consistently in my romantic life the same pattern of a relationship where I would give, and the man would pretty much do nothing in return or just do just enough to keep me there. But there was something missing. And as I reflected on my romantic relationships, I couldn't blame the man because they weren't coming from the same locations. They were all across the country. They were based on wherever I was. And so the common denominator in every single one of my relationships was me. Mm. And so I had to really reflect on me and say, I'm doing something that's out of alignment here. I'm not aligning into what I desire. And that really catapulted me on a journey of self-reflection and realization. And I started just getting on YouTube, like anyone else does, trying to find my perfect partner, trying to really understand relationship and romance at a deeper level. And that's when I started finding Jeff and Shalia's YouTube videos. And at first, I honestly would swipe past them and go to others. And I really started listening to Twin Flame stuff, but their content continued to come up in my feed. And so then I finally started to listen to what they had to say. And I really liked what they were communicating. I really appreciated their messaging, how easy and simple it was, how logical it was. And I found myself really just watching a lot of their YouTube content for quite some time, probably 3 to 4 months. I just anytime I was on, I would just find myself continuing to be drawn towards their YouTube channel. And that's how it would start for me. I also think that I'm an avid reader, and I spent a lot of time at Barnes and Noble or wherever bookstore I was at, trying to identify psychologically what was going on. And then I found myself in the New Age section quite a bit, reading things on twin flames. I read a lot on empaths at the time. I was reading a lot of psychological studies and work, as well as New Age information. And I was finding those books there as well. So lots of research, but at the core of it, anytime on YouTube, that's how I found Jeff and Shalia, was just kind of surfing through the net.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we both had false twin flame experiences, right? I think that was like the catalyst into me finding twin flames was, someone I had been dating had like some kind of, we had like a very intense connection, in the intensity of the connection, the relationship, something I had never experienced before. And when that ended, it kind of was the springboard into recognizing for myself, that's something I never had before. Like it was probably what I felt was like the deepest relationship that I had ever had. And so what was that? There has to be some kind of meaning to that. There has to be like something more than it just being this intense thing that just went away, right? And so I similarly to Chrissy, I started researching on the internet and on YouTube, but I don't know that I took it to like the extent that you did in terms of, I was very skeptical as to like who to know what, who like knew what they were talking about and who didn't. And so I took bits and pieces of what seemed like it was a real thing, right? And Jeff and Shalia seemed like the most logical, in their YouTube videos, they seemed like very logical. And so I remember just at one point just reaching out and being like, hey, I would like a consultation. And Jeff was met with me on, I don't know, what were we using back then?
Skype
or something like that. And
Google.
Skype. And he was very confident that he could, bring me the love of my life. And that's ultimately what I wanted, right? I wanted to no longer have to deal with the same pattern of women that I was, with for the majority of my life. And I wanted my one true love.
Mm-hmm.
So the rest is history.
Oh. So it sounds like, for the both of you really had you've experienced a lot of contrast in your relationships that then led to you saying, okay, there has to be something different out there. Mm-hmm. And, for you, Chrissy, I have a question, because from what you just told us, you kind of came to Twin Flames universe, not really having this false twin flame catalyst, this person that then made you become aware of, okay, there's a connection here that I've never experienced, what is going on, and then researching twin flames, but you were actually just looking to heal your relationship patterns, and I believe still looking for the right person for you. But right. what was the moment when you, I guess, kind of realized that, oh, what I'm looking for is my twin flame, and you realize that you realize, oh, this is the twin flame journey I'm on?
Yeah, I think it was pretty close to when I ordered my first romance report, something that was being offered at that time. I would say it took me quite a bit of time to move into the twin flame arena. I just studied. I'm somebody who is going to research concepts. I'm going to go out there and study things. I'm going to read both psychological books. I'm going to look on the internet. I'm going to look, see if there's any, I'm going to do my research. I'm a researcher. That's just naturally who I am. And so as I continued to research twin flames and the concept behind it, I felt all in with it. I felt like this is it. If this exists, I'm going to study it, figure it out, and find my perfect partner. I choose this in my life. And when I started to really look at the different options in regards to the teachings and what was out there, it was Jeff and Shalia all day long for me, just simply because their concept was loving yourself. It was all about loving yourself. It was all about healing within yourself. And I knew I was calling for that level of healing. Like, I knew I needed to heal something within me to change my life, to transform my life. I needed to transform. I needed to change. And so when I realized that the twin flame journey was truly about self-discovery, self-realization, self-love, I was all in with that. And Jeff and Shalia helped me come into that space. And I had taken the first step of like, okay, well, the next step for me was like, just trying it out. And so I tried it out with a romance report, and I had the opportunity to review, you know, they don't have these anymore. They used to, but the romance report. And so it gives you like three things you can do to call on your twin flame right now. That was what one of the products that was there at the time. And so I had an option when I invested in that. Cause like, I'm also very like, you know, I'm very smart with my money. Like I'm active duty in the Army. I'm finishing up my career. I'm just like, really like, I've earned that. You know what I mean? Every single dollar I have in my account is important to me. Like, I invest my things properly to support me. And so like, I came to the realization that if I invest in this, if I did this, like if I don't follow through on what was provided to me as an option, then how am I going to know? Right. I have to go all in. I have to commit. And so that's when I knew, like, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to commit to it. And I'm going to continue to commit to it as long as I continue to see change in my life. And I have always and still do consistently see change in my life through applying the mirror exercise. And this is my twin flame. We're in harmonious twin flame union. We're married. We're living our purpose work. We're continuing to expand and thrive in every area because of the mirror exercise. Mm-hmm. And so as we start looking back and reflecting on how this all started, I think collectively it was a choice to commit to it completely, try on the teachings 100%, and just see where they took me. Be willing to go there and change, you know, willing to learn, willing to change are key components. And I have those particular attributes within me. I'm willing to learn and change and grow. And so I think that's when I knew it was through all that self-discovery. Like, I knew that this was different. This was different than anything I was raised to believe. This was different than, like, I grew up Catholic. I was an altar girl. Like, you know, I grew up in, you know, in Catholic religion, but this was different than what everything I had learned. And I appreciated that. And it was exactly what I was looking for.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Thanks.
So apart from like the logical part of, okay, everything that Jeff and Shalia teach with the teaching of union is like made logical sense and was, you know, like different and really, you know, focused on loving yourself and changing. How did you feel in your heart when you found Jeff and Shalia? Did you like instantly have like some, because I know when I found him, I had this kind of click in my heart of, oh my God, this is what I've always been looking for. It was kind of like, I don't know, like you were always looking for this other universe where like things make sense. And when I found him, I had this realization of, oh my God, this is the truth. Like, yeah, something that just made click in my heart. How was that for you, like emotionally in your heart, how you felt about them when you found them?
I think for me, like, I remember pretty vividly, like, reading the book. Like, the first thing that I did was read the book and like did the mirror exercise for the first time or first couple times, and I felt a like, oh, okay, we have something real here.
Mm.
Like, and that's what did it for me. That was the click for me, because like you could go on the internet or go on YouTube and see anyone saying anything about twin flames, but Jeff and Shalia were the only people that provided like an actual tangible thing to use to heal. Because everybody was like, oh, heal. Well, how do you heal?
Yeah.
You know, to heal. Oh, you just wait for a long time until the divine masculine comes home. Like, no, you know, like the thing you do is actually heal, and here's the tool you use to heal. Mm-hmm. And so there was like proof, instant proof that this works.
That's very powerful. Love that.
Yeah, I think for me, as I tried on the teachings and applied them in my life, and I saw that transformational change, that's all I needed to begin the relationship. And then as I continued to advance in my spiritual maturity and continue to apply the teachings and have a relationship with the work, some key components for me is that they have always maintained the same messaging. They've always maintained the same communication, the same relationship, the same teaching. And they, the one thing that like I find that by far always sets them apart for me is they embody their own teaching and they share that with us as students. And so like when you see somebody who applies their own work, continues to apply their own work to move through their own very own challenges and shares that with you, it's extraordinarily powerful from a leadership perspective. I have a PhD in leadership. Like I've studied it from all different angles. I continue to study it today. I'm very passionate about leadership. And they by far are the best leaders I've ever encountered in my life. And it's because of this. It's because they continue to go deeper and apply the work themselves. And that's what you want in a leader. You want somebody who is continuing, it doesn't ever stop. They continue to grow. And as you watch them grow and transform their life, it's inspiring, it's motivating. And to see them do it with the same exact teachings, it's the mirror exercise that they give to their students and apply it, that's extremely powerful to me. And I always had this, like you said, this click. The click happens where you just get it, right? But it will continue to be shown to you as you go deeper into the work. And there's some times where I've always taken on my journey times to self-reflect, time to really look within and identify, does this still feel good to me? Do I still choose this? Do I still want to move forward here? And it is yes, 100% of the time because of this, because of the steadfastness in their teachings and their choice to continuously apply them in their own life. And that's what not only clicks it for me, but continues to do so as I go deeper into relationship with the teachings of Union.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's really powerful. You know, it's almost like you're bringing this kind of like academic perspective to it, where you're really going about it, like looking at it logically and emotionally, how is this making me feel, and always assessing and not just going by blind faith and taking things for granted.
100%. I think that like as a scholar, I'm somebody who's going to study it. I'm going to study the work. I'm going to put it to the test. I'm going to try it out and I'm going to communicate how that is affecting me, how it's not, how I'm transforming, how I'm not. And we have had challenges in our union and we've missed the mark several times in our union as through this opportunity, through this exploration. And I found that Jeff and Shelly are always there supporting us as we've missed the mark. They've always led us back to God. They've always supported us in going back to the foundation of the work, which is God, and continuing to show us the way as we've done that. And to have such patient and compassionate people that are leading us is very, it just feels secure and safe because that's what the teaching of Union is. And it's always going back to the work. It's always going to do the mirror exercise. Right? And so like that's why you hear that so much in the group, y'all. Like when you hear us tell you as coaches and master certified ascension coaches, go to the mirror exercise, do the mirror exercise. We truly mean it. Do it. It will change everything for you. And it's that simple. It's those four steps. Whatever your story is, whatever is going on with you, you can heal it with the mirror exercise. It is not a coping mechanism. It's a transformational tool to support your ascension. And I'm 100% committed to it. Yeah, it works.
Wonderful.
Very passionate.
So, I can see that. it's beautiful.
Yeah.
So I want to move a bit forward to that your time as live TFAS and in your case, Jason, also LPC students. So during that entire time up to the very last TFAS class, I was actually an extra class that was recorded like months after TFAS actually ended. But during the entire like original TFAS time, both of you were going through a false twin flame experience.
Yes.
So with that experience, what did that experience teach you?
To love myself unconditionally. To one of my biggest core blocks that I moved through was worthiness and feeling deserving of love. Moving through feeling unlovable, feeling like it's okay to be discarded, because I was raised in a very unpleasant home. And so like, I think that rewriting that story, healing all of that childhood experiences and choosing my divinity, claiming my divinity and having faith in the process itself by just applying the process and having faith. Faith is such a crucial component to the twin flame journey. I think is really what supported me through the false twin flame experience. And I had a false twin flame all the way through twin flame ascension school. And at the time I was stationed in Italy mm-hmm. and I left Italy and I still thought my twin flame was in Italy. And like faith was all I had. I was walking on faith as I moved forward and moved to Missouri. And I was like, this has to work out, because I know the right move for me is to move here. Like I'm 100% positive. I'm not going to like abandon my job. And so I knew that moving to what seemed was away from my twin flame was the answer for me. And so it's really important to walk with God, follow what's good for you, and continue to trust and have faith in the process as it unfolds, and releasing attachment, having non-attachment to whatever happens. Because as long as you're walking on faith and you are walking the path and doing the mirror exercise and loving yourself, and moving forward with what is healthy and loving for you, your twin flame will be magnetized to you with unstoppable force. It's an absolute, the recipe works, you know? Mm. What about you, babe?
What about me?
Yeah, and your false twin flame relationship.
Was that the question?
Yeah.
It was about TFAS.
Yeah.
Oh no, the question was like, while you had that false twin flame experience during the TFAS period, what did that false twin flame experience teach you?
I think it was like the attachment to the thing, right? And like that was something that through TFAS it was like, get the thing, right? And like when TFAS was coming to an end, there was, it was very supportive every week, right? Mm-hmm. Being a live TFAS student and a live LPC, there's a lot of support there week in and week out. And then as that was coming to a close, there was like the opportunity like to, you weren't really held accountable in the same way that you were as the weekly, like to be a part of the weekly live classes. And so there was an opportunity to like kind of slack off a little bit, or to, really rise to the occasion and continue doing the work for yourself and sustain yourself, stand on your own two feet. The attachment to the thing had to be like let go of, right? Like similar to you moving, thinking that you are moving away from your twin flame. And I moved to Missouri thinking I was moving away. Like there was a lot of like letting go of the attachment to who my twin flame was, and following God, right? Because I know that by following God, like all of my dreams will come true. And that's what we did.
Yeah, I think what I would like to kind of talk about is, even though all through TFAS, we talked to each other a lot. Like, well, the students talk to each other a lot. They still do. We're still so supportive, and we're still supported by TFAS and LPC. We still watch them regularly. It's part of our spiritual practice, and they're still as supportive for us today, if not more so than they were when we were supporting the recordings of them. And we still have conversations about them. We still talk about them with others. But I think that a core component is like, we had, discussion groups, and like we really spent time together, and especially specifically you and I, like we always found each other like You're getting on the calls before they started, or we were after they started, just to talk to one another, because we genuinely enjoyed each other's company, and that's where our friendship started.
Oh, when did you guys talk for the first time? How did that come about?
First time.
I don't remember the first time we talked. I do remember the first time that Jason coached me.
I think that was the first time.
Is that the first time we talked? I do remember that, and it was.
Oh, wait, no. Did you give me like a somewhat of a map session the first time we ever talked?
I don't know.
Or did I give you a coaching?
I think you gave me a coaching session because I don't think I was doing math at the time. Okay. But like, I remember that I was off a location. I was somewhere in Europe. I wasn't at my house in Italy or somewhere else. And we did a coaching session and I had like, told Jason things that like I hadn't ever told anyone before. I just kind of told him. He's like, "Well, that's cool, Chris." Like he completely accepted it. It was the sweetest thing. And I was like, "Oh wow!" Like he's so sweet. And like so, yeah. I think that's when
it was out there too.
It was out there. Yeah,
they were like talking to ghosts. And stuff.
I was having a hard time. Yeah. So like, I think like you know, I was having. I was being visited by spirits and stuff. And so I was working through that. And so I remember us having that. That was our first coaching session. I remember it like it was yesterday.
Oh,
yeah. It's very sweet.
That's sweet. Did you back then like feel anything special when connecting? Like, was there anything in you that was like, I don't know, twin flame feelings or something like that came up?
For me, I was very fond of Jason back then. I enjoyed his company, but I would say like, if you associate twin flame feelings with sexual feelings, I would say no. That did come along later when he moved in, but like, we had boundaries. We had very strict boundaries up there because we were like, honoring our sexual energy for our twin flame. And so we had boundaries up in my opinion, but like I was always very fond of Jason and I love spending time with him. And I think like, we met for the first time in New York.
Physically.
Yeah. We met for the first time at the very first T-Fast meetup in New York. I actually flew in to be around everyone for like a day and a half. Right. Cause like, yeah. And so like Jay had picked me up at the hotel and was going to take me to lunch before going to meet Jeff and Shalia for the first time and seeing everyone else. And like our lunch got crashed by a couple people. But anyways, like we went out and it was a really nice lunch. We had fun. You came and picked me up in the city to go to I really appreciated that because I've never been to New York. So as an adult anyways. But yeah, it was the first time we met. I remember that too.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
But you never had like this kind of, I don't know, like thoughts in the direction of what if he is my twin flame, or for you, Jason, what if she's my twin flame, like any of that?
No, I don't think so. I mean,
no, we really like, he helped me learn how to, he coached me. Like I was really like, I respected Jason in regards to being my coach. And then we developed a friendship very easily. And I think the next thing that happened is we dived into partnership together with Matt. And like, you started helping me with map stuff. It was a very like compassionate and slow unveiling process for us. That was perfect for us.
We became like friends and good friends first before anything like really, before we were even revealed as twin flames. And then,
oh yeah, we had a very strong, I knew like Jason was by far my best friend. Like by that point.
Like, I'm saying like, yeah, the whole, you know, layout of our relationship was just like us getting to know one another, like deepening our friendship. I think that's, you know, God kind of played it perfectly there, because like once you start to get into the, does this person like me? Kind of like throws some wrenches in the operation.
We were honoring our own spiritual journeys and like just continuing to take, you know, receive the guidance from Jeff and Shalia and apply it in our lives. Mm-hmm. And that's really how you moved to Missouri. Maybe you want to talk a little bit about that?
Dennis has a curriculum.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. Go ahead.
My curriculum. I don't know if that's the right word, but no, let's definitely, we can definitely move to that period of time. But I actually have one last question to you about like the TFAS phase, because I've always wondered, you were not in the same TFAS class. I think, Chris, you were like in the Sunday class.
I was in the Wednesday 1 p.m. class, and you were in the 7.
And live, yeah, Wednesday 7.
Yeah, because I was in Europe, so I was in the more Europe.
I see. What was it like for you watching each other in classes? Because you watched each other's class, and I mean, to this day, you're still, I mean, watching your own class and seeing the other person in the class. Did you have this experience of like, oh my God, everything that Jason is moving through, everything that Chrissy is moving through, I'm moving through that too. I'm resonating so much with it.
I honestly, like, I think that I resonated with everything every student was moving through, to be
good
honest.
Point.
Like anytime, even today when I watch the classes, anytime Jeff and Shelly are guiding a student through something, I just put myself in those shoes and continue and heal in that space. And so I think that, like, I really resonated with everyone. I did genuinely enjoy Jason's space in the class. I remember this one class where he was talking about, like, throwing a ball against the wall, and he did it for like a really long time because he didn't know how to move forward, right? And I thought that was pretty funny. And like, I really enjoyed Jason's YouTube videos at the time. They were really fun, so I always enjoyed those as well. He was doing a lot of YouTube videos back then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but no, I don't think like, sorry to, I don't know if I'm, we're busting you.
No, absolutely not, no.
Ours is just a very unique story of a very like slow progression. I think that we had a lot of relationship traumas to heal.
I think as we watch classes now, and like if we're watching your class or my class,
right,
like we can
totally see it.
We can totally see it. 100%. But like as it was happening,
veil was still over our
we had no idea.
Yeah.
What I always find funny every time when I talk about APC class, and like even when I mention like Jason being in that, like to this day I can't, like it's not really arriving to my brain that you're not an LPC, Chrissy. Like, and I think that's a common problem. Everyone thinks you're actually an LPC.
You know, I was subscribed to LPC at the beginning. I was always there, like energetically. I never missed a life purpose class. The minute it dropped, I was watching it. And I talked, it's because I talked a lot about life purpose class in TFAS to the point where I used to get comments from students like, how about you focus on your twin flame? I was very life purpose driven on my journey. And I still am very life purpose driven on my ascension journey. I think that like when you watch the classes, you'll see that some people are very life purpose driven. Some people are very twin flame driven. Whichever one you choose, it's really the same thing, and you're moving in the proper direction. But I talked a lot about life purpose class in TFAS. And so like, I think
if like it wasn't 3 a.m. for you,
oh, I would 100% have been there.
You would have been alive.
Yeah. It was just,
you became a live student at the end.
Right. Yeah. I would have 100% been there if it wasn't at 3:00 a.m. I didn't have a 6:00 wake up call for PT. Right. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't feasible with my work schedule at the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so
I'm an example of like a subscriber, and it has perfectly worked for me. And that's like being a subscriber of the courses will set you up completely, because we are 100% in life purpose work, and you know, still are running in that direction.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So yeah, let's move on to the phase where you guys actually moved in together. That actually has a bit of a, I guess we can call it, funny backstory. Like in New York, you were actually revealed to be soul family, and you went on exploring, like believing that you're soul family for a couple of months, which was also why you then like moved together to partner deeper. So what was that like in this phase where, like, you know, you had the friendship, you were deepening your relationship, starting to partner, and believing that you're so family and moving in together? Was there anything that felt off about that? Or yeah, what was that experience like?
Interesting question. Yeah, like by that time, well, you were in New York for like a couple of days, and then you had left by the time we were.
Yeah, I was at the airport, like, soul family, like crying my eyes out. I was crying my eyes out. But like, the whole thing was like really emotional for me, and like sacred to have spent time with my spiritual fam. Like, Mm-hmm. We had worked together so long. It was a culminating event that was very beautiful to, be together.
Yeah, but like, then we had like just kind of taken off, right? Like we were constantly chatting. And
yeah, this is where our friendship together really solidified and our partnership.
We really spent so much time together that by the time it was like suggested that we
well, let's talk about Toronto too. I think Toronto's at the end of TFAS. Like New York was
okay,
getting
well,
Toronto
it was at yeah at the end. Yeah. And then Toronto came.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we essentially were just like, you know, we're just gonna hang out the whole time.
We were inseparable in Toronto. You didn't see one without the other nearby.
Yeah.
Like the whole time. Yeah.
Yeah. And we really just wanted to like do our own thing.
We did actually. This is funny. Like I remember first, I think that after New York, somewhere along the lines of New York, you really started supporting me and Matt, and Jason really started becoming a huge support system for me in MAP. He was helping me with like all of the clinical trial information and all of the packaging, reviewing things for me, even just having a second set of eyes to review things was really helpful at that time. He became a MAP practitioner. And I remember Jeff having said, don't lean too much on him. You'll become dependent on him. Right. It was important for me to not do that because it was something that we were working through to like, you know, weed out codependency in our relationship. And so like in any relationship, but I think it was just something within our union that we were both working on, but we had kept, we were kept at like bay, so to speak. So we didn't cultivate that codependent relationship. Well,
I remember him also saying that I would do whatever.
You go overextend at times.
Potentially overextend.
Right. So then like through that partnership and through identifying that we were soul family, we would do like meetings with our soul family, identified soul family at the time. And we would always find ourselves on the line after healing, after whatever happened during those moments. And then in Toronto, we were like literally inseparable. We had so much fun. And I remember we had gone out to dinner. It was so great because like I would just show up and Jay would figure out where we were going to go eat. Like he would kind of like be looking and like weeding out the restaurants we'd go for the night. And I would just be hanging out and doing my thing. And
not much has changed.
If anything, I've just relaxed into that. That's nice. Yeah. So like he would be doing all the work in regards to like whatever we're going to eat. And I remember us going out to eat one night and like I don't think we were going to meet up with our family, but they had texted us or contacted us. And we thought one was going to show up and we were having a really good time. It's almost like our first date, not knowing it was our first date. We were just hanging out. And I think like, just genuinely enjoying each other's company. It was so easy. It was effortless. And our whole group of people showed up and like crashed our party. And so we had to move through upset because like they crashed and they felt it. Like I think everyone, when they walked in,
like
they
the record skipped.
Like, oh my God.
They felt it. They're like, oh man, we just like crashed Christy and Jay's like moment or something. It was funny. But yeah, we like moved through it, of course, and like had a really nice dinner. But yeah,
that's really funny.
Yeah. And then shortly after Toronto, honestly, you took the truck from New Jersey to Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't long after, a couple months maybe.
Yeah, it was maybe 2 or 3 months. Yeah.
Yeah, and even then we still were under the veil of being soul family. And it was just an opportunity for us to continue to partner in MAP deeper because we were both really enjoying it and we were both really thriving. And, you know, it was like we would find a deep harmony living together. And I had a four-bedroom house?
Sure. It wasn't so weird.
It was enough house for both of us.
It wasn't, like, weird for me, at least, coming to live with you. It was more weird for me, like, moving to Missouri.
Yeah.
Like, that's what was
It was a shock, for sure.
It was like, why would I move there?
It's literally in the middle of nowhere.
Oh.
Bad.
I see.
Yeah, we won't ever go back. Like, I'm grateful for Missouri for all it's done for me, but we're done there. So yeah, I think like that was That was when we moved in and we started clicking really well. And I think this is when it happened. You've been asking this the whole time, Dennis, like, when did you start feeling those feelings? Yes. I remember healing, and I remember it to this day. It was like a pivotal milestone for me. But I remember helping you through a healing, Jay, and like us just sitting there in this complete healing bubble. And I felt us move and ascend together as one up. Like, you know what I mean? We were sitting on the couch and I had felt that. And I'm like, oh, that's different. There's something different about that. Right. Mm-hmm. And so I remember that. And I remember starting to feel like attraction towards Jason, and I was mirroring it because I didn't want to overstep a boundary. So I was just feeling like I might've been being challenged or tested in some way. And so I was just continuing to find love there. And then it wasn't long after that it was revealed to us that we were twin flames. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's sweet. Perfect lead into that question. What was it? How did that happen that you were, I mean, I know I, if I remember correctly, Jeff and Cher came and suggested that you should feel into whether you're twin flames.
Yeah, what it was shocking, I think is a good, we were really, like it was, they were so supportive. Jeff and Shelley were so supportive during this. And like, they were so gentle with us and compassionate. And like, it was a really, common, like they just asked us to, they asked us into a meeting and they asked us to bring our love lists. And this is exactly what I do with anyone that I coach, you know, and they're like, okay, bring your love lists. And so we're sitting there, you know, this has been years after working with them, and we're just going over our love list with them. And they're like, you know, looking at us, and we're like, you know, I think you knew before the meeting started, you had, it hit his mind before mine. I think sometimes that happens where he has the kind of mind component before me many times, but yeah. So what did you experience there?
I don't like my mind started going places. Right. And like, I remember going for a run and, I wasn't sure what to make of it. I just knew that like something was up. There was like some kind of something that was going on.
Yeah. Because it's not like they'd ask us to do that often, right? So we knew there was
something. Yeah, like if there was a map thing or whatever, then it was like...
That was norm.
Normal.
But asking us to bring our love list, that was like...
Yeah, it was like, okay, so what's up here? You know, we... It was a shock, right?
Like, oh yeah, we were genuinely floored. We were like, whoa, at first. And so like, we had a lot to move through during this time, and we missed the mark here, which is in the very, 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 very last TFAS class. Like, right. This is where we had missed the mark and, you know, made some wrong choices when we were given this gift. And we, you know, we've apologized and, you know, we've moved through it. But like we, you know, I just started doing the romance attraction course. I just fell straight into the work. I was like, okay, I'm going to just go into the teachings of union. I'm going to work through any blocks I have. I'm going to try this on completely. I'm going to get clear. And that's what I did. And as I did that, and continued to just do the work with the mirror exercise and come into peace, we would have time together. And then we would have like, you know, we would like go to our rooms and then time together and go to, we continue to do that. And move through it, and you know, until we hit like a core block that needed to be moved through. And then, you know, Jay had left for a while. He actually drove back to New Jersey during this time. It was like a very low time in our life. Like I would not wish that upon anyone. It was hell. And so, like I think like I had followed him to New Jersey. I went to New York. And so I went back to the hotel where we first met essentially. And like, you know, he, after a TFAS, the very, very last TFAS class. So if you're a subscriber, you can watch all this unfold. And like, Jeff and Shalia helped us heal in this space. And then Jay came to the hotel to get me. And we've been together ever since.
No.
Like, I don't like literally every day, pretty much since I've had to go to work. But other than that, yeah, every day together. Yeah.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. My man, I claimed him. Yeah, like it was a process, but the work is what saw us through. The support of the community of all our, like, you know, fellow students, we're so grateful and humbled to have them in our life. And I think it does show that, you know, healing is the core component here. Choosing to center God, live a God-centered life, and just genuinely, consistently choosing your twin flame through anything, mm-hmm. And applying the work will see you through whatever challenges that you have. And we all have soul lessons to learn. We all have things that we need to learn. And we were moving through a lot of like abusive patterns at the time, and that's just simply what mm-hmm. Unfolded for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we certainly like had to get through it together. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
There was like, I remember in the hotel, like we were just in the hotel for a few days.
It's like, very challenging. Literally, like, just dark night of the soul
stuff. Doing inner mm-hmm. work, and we couldn't have done it like just alone, I guess.
Oh, absolutely, you know? Not like the support of the community and Jeff and Shalia and their teachings mm-hmm. by far is the reason we went through that. And now, like, looking back at that, we can move through anything is how I felt after that one. So like I felt very strong in our relationship, and very like over the years I'm like, yeah, we got this. And so like I think that those challenges that we do face, when we face them down together, it provides, you know, just a level of support that is unwavering and will continue to grow and expand as you continue to go deeper and deeper into your relationship. And this is like true twin flame, the essence of twin flames. Like, you'll always go deeper into your relationship as you heal, and you'll feel that within your being, within your union. And that in itself is so relieving to know that we're falling in love for the very last time. And I have a partner for eternity, for my eternal life, who's going to see us through whatever arises in it. And to have that and to really be in that and embody it is such a gift. And it is worth it. I would do this work again. I would do every moment of it to be where I am right now. I love our life. I love it. Like, I love every day of it. It feels so peaceful and full of joy and love and growth and God. And, you know, I genuinely enjoy every day of it. And we're constantly going deeper in love. Like, I'm in love with him. Yeah. I love him so much. We just have a genuinely good time with each other. Through all the challenges, that's what matters, is that our love gets deeper. It's not the challenge. It's not the dark times. It's the good times. It's realizing, man, he is with me. You know, through everything.
Well, sure. And I think that those, like, those really challenging moments, like, really solidify that, like, you have a partner.
Yeah.
Right? And that lesson comes through that, like, you're not alone. Like, you're part of, mm-hmm. you're a twin flame. You're part of, like, one thing that is, you know, of togetherness.
Yeah. And the biggest lesson we learned, and where we missed the mark there, just so others can learn from our experience, is to ask for help when you genuinely need it. Mm-hmm. Help is here for you when you genuinely need it. And investing in that help is by far the best thing that you can do. And so when you need help, there are people who have been through similar challenges, guaranteed. Like, if you watch TFAS, those students move through everything that mm-hmm. you could possibly encounter. And the help is here for you. And all you have to do is humble yourself, surrender to the teachings, and ask for help when you need it. Yeah.
Thank you for sharing all of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when you moved through this big challenge that you just described, was that when you came into Harmonious Union? Was it like your big block before Harmonious Union?
We had come into Harmonious Union actually prior to that.
Okay.
And then we moved through this big block, and with Jeff and Shalia's support at the time, of course, like mm-hmm. without their support, we would not have been able to hold it there. Mm-hmm. They were providing a massive amount of spiritual support to us at the time. And so like, we were by their grace, we were, in God's grace, we moved through it and maintained mm-hmm. our HTFU.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How did it feel for you to be in Harmonious Twin Flame Union? Because it's kind of, you know, the thing that you've been striving for your entire twin flame journey, and then finally you're in it. And obviously, based on your story, it was kind of mixed in with, okay, now I'm experiencing the biggest challenge mm-hmm. of my twin flame journey at the moment. So what was all of that just like to come into Harmonious Union and all of a sudden have to face all of that?
Yeah, it's at the core, there's deep peace and harmony, because mm-hmm. you know you're going to move through it. Like, you're choosing God, you're choosing the work, you're choosing to do the mirror exercise, you're choosing to love yourself. And I was making those choices. And so I knew I was going to see it through. And so there is, like, you know, it comes down to the basics. It comes down to applying the basics in your life and continuing to do so as you ascend. And Harmonious Twin Flame Union is just the beginning. Like, it's not that you come into Harmonious Twin Flame Union and you ride off into the sunset and don't ever experience a challenge. That is not, like, it is beautiful. And there is so much, like, beauty and essence to our union and our life, but it will continue to provide for you opportunities to ascend. This is Twin Flame Ascension School, right? It's ascending in all areas of your life, in all relationships of your life. And so, like, we were moving through this particular block, but it's beautiful. It's an absolute treasure. And it's a gift from God. Mm-hmm. And so I feel, like, blessed. I feel humbled. I feel like I'm just in love with it. Like, to know that I have the power to heal anything that arises, and that instantly changes the dynamic in my union. Whenever I experience a core block, I'm unstoppable. I'm literally unstoppable in my life. And so, like, I think that knowing that I create my own reality and I have the power to do that with a mirror exercise it's priceless. It's golden. And so these teachings to me are true treasures. It's gold, and it's the teachings of union that support our life. And I just am in love with it. I'm in love with the whole thing.
She's in love.
I am. I love it. Like, yeah. How about you? What do you guys say about that?
I think you answered it pretty perfectly.
This was, I'm just taking a moment to process everything that you shared. Because this was like a lot. This was kind of like the highlight of your, I mean, not the highlight of your story, but kind of this whole, you know, what we've been really getting to with the whole conversation, and then Harmonious Union, and now we're on the other side. So after that, what came? You found out, okay, you're in Harmonious Union, you figured your things out. How did you then start bringing your lives together?
Well, we already lived together. So yeah. It was just,
yes.
The transition was from brother and sister
to the romance, the lover zone. Romance attraction course is the answer to that. It's romance attraction course.
Sure.
And
we, like, you know, took it step by step, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that, like, we had a lot of compassion for one another, and at the same time I would push, like, you at times. I think the divine feminine tends to push the masculine out of your comfort zone, but we just allowed it to unfold naturally because we had such a grounded friendship. We just continued doing the work of the day. We continued supporting the organizations. We continued to grow in regards to our purpose work, and we continued to partner in that space. And then we really started to go deeper into our spiritual partnership as lovers, as twin flames, really getting clear on the next steps. And this is so critically important to me in the twin flame journey, is that you really honor that you're on the twin flame journey. And by honoring that you're on the twin flame journey, what I mean is not keeping it a secret from anyone that you're exploring as your partner. I think it's so important to just have the conversation and tell them, like, what you're doing and how you feel. Because if you want to get to a place where you're here, or, you know, moving forward, and you're married and you're living a life in alignment with God and doing your thing, then have the conversation early, because it's really important to get clear on your love list and core values so you can move forward. And I can tell you that I had gone back to the basics, and I continue to do so today. And that's what supports us in flourishing in all areas of our life. I read the book. I started reading the book every year in December, January, just to start my year off right. I read the book. There's a signed copy of it right there. But I read the book every year just to provide me an opportunity to do, like, a reset and go deeper into the teachings. Mm-hmm. And then we continue to watch the work. And I think that knowing that you move forward and become, you create one life together. Like, we've really created one life together. You know, we have one car, we have, you know, like, we live, everything's combined into one. There's nothing that's like, there's no dual life going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We do one car. We went from two cars to one car.
Well, that's,
yeah, everything's, but yeah, sure. But like, it's just an example of coming into, like, you know, just one life, like living one life together. We're together all the time. I've even, like, we've manifested a position for me where, like, I work from home most of the time. So we're together predominantly every day, just living life and doing things together. We exercise together. We do our inner work together. We do everything together. We eat together 3 times a day. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think, like, we were, you know, from the start, like, we were very honest with one another. Like, as honest as we could be without, trying to, like, hurt anyone's feelings or anything like that.
Yeah, candid.
But, and we had some, like, very honest, tough conversations that, like, allowed us to work through a lot of the challenges that we were experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
And that fortified our relationship and helped propel us forward. And also, like, it really helped us address, like, a lot of the problem areas that we were experiencing, which was, to be able to work through those was, like, so liberating.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And I think as you do that, you become closer as lovers, because those boundaries and those blocks, they're healed instantly with the mirror exercise. And as you develop attraction within yourself, as you develop love within yourself, that overflows, and, like, your twin flame is just naturally attracted to you. So it's nothing that you cannot heal and cultivate from within yourself. That's the beauty of the twin flame relationship, is it's all about self-love and loving yourself. And as you love yourself, your twin flame reflects that to you perfectly. And what I've experienced is Jason going from very cold to very warm to hot in our you know, sex life and in being lovers. And that's all a reflection of me choosing to love myself in the areas that he's showing, not taking it personally, and just going through the mirror exercise, applying and embodying the work, watching the romance attraction course, doing the exercises, and doing everything I need to support myself. And then it naturally is reflected to me by my twin flame.
Beautiful. I think we have time for one more question. Let's see. I actually have a couple more that I could ask you, but, like, I have to select now. So yeah, let's close this off by, if you had, like, one advice for how to master the twin flame journey and achieve what you guys achieve with your harmonious union, you're living your life purpose, you're really living one beautiful life together. What would your piece of advice for how to achieve that be?
I think we've been saying it the whole time, really.
You want to say it at the same time?
You can go.
Follow God. God really, like, supports you and has your back way more than someone may know or someone may believe. He also knows your desires, because he gave them to you. So he knows, like, he really knows what you desire and what's going to bring you joy and enrich your life in the best way humanly possible. And, like, surrendering to that is, like, probably the thing.
I think that, like, emptying your cup in what or who you think God is, and being willing to learn a new way through the teachings of union, through Twin Flame Ascension School, through Life Purpose Class, through Romance Attraction, Dreams Coming True, reading the book, by choosing to try on a new way, emptying your cup and truly learning who God is through your own self-realization, through your own through loving yourself and applying the teachings of union in your life will result in your success. I've seen it time and time again that those who apply the work, embody it, and go all in will achieve the harmonious twin flame union. I've seen it 100% of the time. In addition to that, continue to embody it after you receive it. Continue to move forward because it's just the beginning. And we're still learning too. We're still students too. We're still like, every day we learn something new about a God. Every day we learn something new that we can improve. And that's not going to change for us anytime soon. We have a lot to work on and we want to work on it. We want to heal. We want to utilize our life as an opportunity to ascend because it is the fast track to your ascension if you so choose it. And we desire to be kind and loving and love others the way that we've been taught to love. And if you choose to do that, put up boundaries, cultivate a healthy life for yourself, you'll be unstoppable.
Mm. That is very inspiring. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, yes, this... Oh, so you were saying.
I just enjoyed this.
Okay. Yeah, I enjoyed this too. This was really fun. Kind of felt like just having a conversation with you and finding out all the details about your twin flame journey. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for being here. And yeah, I wish you and everyone who's been watching a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much for having us. Thanks, guys.